This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1590, Kicking and Screaming All the Way to Kickball.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we show you a winning expression to use when you just don't want to go somewhere in English. Find out how natives use it to sound more interesting today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Going great, Michelle. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I am still at my parents, so That is nice. But yeah, you grew up in the suburbs, right?
I did. Yeah, I grew up in kind of a suburban rural area, actually.
What about you? So right now you live in Denver. Is there any chance you'd move to the suburbs one day? Or would someone have to drag you kicking and screaming?
They would totally have to drag me kicking and screaming. Yeah. I've already said I will not move to the suburbs. Not the suburbs like that are so typical that all the houses look the same. There's no cafes. There's no interesting restaurants. No good food. I like the city life.
Me too. We're so similar in that way. Yeah. It's funny because I guess I think about like Aubrey. Mm-hmm. And I don't know for sure what's around her area, but like it's like amazing. She has like a beautiful house and she lives in Arizona, right? And but I don't know like what's around her, but I'm like, and she seems to get outside a lot and do all this stuff, but like I don't know if I don't know.
Yeah, you can imagine. So a lot of American suburbs, especially in the West, are very cookie cutter, I guess, sometimes in terms of the way they look. A lot of strip malls, a lot of things like that. So I don't think I could handle it, but a lot of people like it when they're raising families, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I think about it sometimes and I'm just like, I don't know. But actually then like Aubrey inspires me. This is not against Aubrey where she lives.
Of course not.
I don't know what it looks like. I actually have to ask her what like her area is like. But she does seem to like have a nice time outside, like nice neighborhood, things like that. So there are definite things that are really good.
Yeah, I think the important thing is being on the same page as your partner with this. It sounds like Dan, before you said that, he's on the same page as you. Is that right,
Michelle? Yeah, he is. We used to not be on the same page as that. I was always city, and now he's come over to my side. But it's kind of a bad place to be when you do want to raise a family and you're like, oh no, like...
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, not to mention real estate prices. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Like to afford a bigger place and to afford, you know, so like it definitely makes more sense to move out to the suburbs, but it's like, I don't want to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to either. Yeah. I mean, Denver, there's a lot of drawbacks to living in the city. I live in the city in Denver, but not downtown Denver. No one wants to live in downtown Denver. It's not very nice, but even just my neighborhood is an extension of downtown, but there are houses, right? I was in the park the other day and I was like, I love this neighborhood because it was such a weird mix of people. You know, like every kind of person was in the park that day. Whereas I feel like in the suburbs, there's less variety. It's the variety that I love.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh my gosh. I love it. So I don't have that much space, but I have a lot of variety. But
you got a lot of variety.
We'll see if I have to sacrifice for space. We'll see. So we use this expression. I said, would someone have to drag you kicking and screaming? Well, that sounds a little intense.
That does sound intense and dangerous. So
it does sound intense. It sounds violent. Very violent. I mean, it's a strong expression, but guys, it doesn't really mean that someone is actually kicking and screaming. Like, if you have this vision of Lindsay, like, kicking and screaming and going to the house and whatever, like,
no.
I mean, this is more of an expression used to say it's something you really don't want to do. Like, you might do it, but you're not going to be happy about it. You might complain, or you just might refuse altogether. Right, Lindsay?
Exactly. And a super native expression for you guys today. So write this one down. You absolutely should be using the app so you can save this in your personalized list. But guys, go and get your fluency score. Before we go any further in today's episode, pause the episode, go and test your fluency level. Find out if you're 50, 65, or 80% fluency, right, Michelle? So good to know where we're at.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, know your base, like, where are you right now? And then you can know how to continue on your journey.
So go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So Michelle, let's get some more examples for this expression, kicking and screaming.
So I mean, a lot of times you use this to talk about where to live, like, so in our example about the suburbs, or you could say something like, oh, I love living in California. You'd have to drag me kicking and screaming to get me to move.
Yeah, I think people are saying that less and less nowadays about California.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Actually, that's a true. Lot of people are leaving California right now. There's a massive exodus out of California, especially after the pandemic. A lot of workplaces in Silicon Valley are not requiring people to be in California. So they're moving to places like Arizona, actually Nevada, Texas. Austin, Texas is really hot. Yeah. You know, that's interesting. So it used to be that everyone was, California is the dream life. Yeah. But I do think that's changing. Because taxes are insane, traffic is awful, pollution. Yeah. There's just a lot of reasons.
Things that people aren't putting up with that they used to, because there's a lot more flexibility in where you can work. So it's a lot different. I mean, a lot of the same stuff is going on with New York. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on, what happens in like the next years.
Yeah, that is happening in New York too. But I think people are going to come back to New York. I think New York maybe I'm biased just because I love it and I live there. But like, I just think it has a very special, there's something very special about New York that LA doesn't have and California doesn't have in my mind. But we'll see.
I love New York. And I think, you know, with everything that's happened, I just walk around and I'm like, no, this is still great. Like,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's the best. It really is. So anyway, or what's another time you might use this?
Okay, so you could say, talking about starting something new, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
So like going to the gym or running.
We always talk about this.
We talk about this. I'm okay with running, but you'd have to drag me kicking and screaming to a gym. So you're saying that you would run outside?
Right. Like, some people hate actually going to a gym. They prefer to be running outside and doing different things. I'm kind of like that. Not with the running. No, I don't want to run. I'm a terrible runner, but I don't necessarily like, you know, the typical gym experience either.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not so good. It's not so good. What's another example?
All right. Well, let's say you're trying to talking about trying to get someone to do something. So something like this. I thought he'd want to go to the party, but I had to drag him there kicking and screaming. So this could be about an adult, right? You know, it could be like, oh, I got invited to this party. I thought Dan would want to go, but I had to drag him there kicking and screaming. It's like he didn't want to go. But if it is about a kid, it might be more literal, like hopefully not the dragging, but the screaming, the kicking.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my brother used to throw a lot of fits, right? When we were going on vacation, he used to just like get really angry and start screaming, and he didn't want to go on this tour or that thing. So that's an example. So yeah, with kids, it's sometimes actually literal. That's fine.
Yeah, it's more literal, right? So, I mean, and you can use this to talk about yourself or about someone else. So like, if you said you'd have to, sorry, this is another point. So you can say like, oh, you'll have to drag me there kicking and screaming, or I had to drag him there kicking and screaming. So like, And let's say you'd say, you'd have to drag me, or you'll have to drag me. It's more hypothetical, like a way to refuse something in a dramatic way. So if I say, oh, I had to drag her there kicking and screaming, it's like, we went, but she didn't want to. But if I'd say, like, you'd have to, or you'll have to, it's like more hypothetical.
Yeah, like, you've just invited me. I guess I could go, but you'd have to drag me, right? Exactly. And then I may uninvite you or something.
Exactly. I mean, this is very useful, and it's so much more interesting than saying, oh, I really don't want to do that, or there's no way I'm doing that. It's just, it's very, very, I don't know, it's very visual, and it, like, gives a lot of images, and it's way more diverse.
What is your fluency score? Find out quickly with our 2-minute quiz, allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So find out if you are 50%, 65%, or 80% fluency. Then get advice to move to the next level. allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and also it's a little bit, it sounds a little bit young to just say, I don't want to go.
Right.
Or rude or direct or something about that. For some reason, it doesn't come off well if you just say, I don't want to go, or I don't want to do this.
It, and this one has like a tiny bit of like a sense of humor, I think.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little fun, a little playful. So, all right, let's do a role play.
Let's do it. So here, we're sisters.
Okay, come on, Michelle. I really want you to take this dance class with me.
Oh, man, Lindsay. You know I love to dance, but you'd have to drag me kicking and screaming to a formal class. They're so expensive.
Okay. So here the issue is the price, because the class is too expensive, right?
Exactly, exactly. So it's like, oh, I like this, but I don't go to really spend money on it, on classes or anything like that.
Exactly. Okay.
Or in this one, we're friends. Okay. How was your weekend?
Ugh, it was fine, but I had to drag my niece kicking and screaming to get her haircut. So it could be that my niece is young. And this was literally, right? But it also could be that my niece is a teenager and she just was making rude comments and being an annoying teenager. Right.
Exactly. 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 So very, you know, it could mean a lot of different things. You really have to kind of tell from the context. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it can be more literal, or it can just be, you know, more metaphorical, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, this is a really good, you know, this entire episode today is just about this phrase, which is great because we like to hone in on just one phrase for you guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're really getting, we really got deep into this today. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do use this expression pretty frequently. And I do feel like it kind of helps show my personality. And you don't necessarily always, I don't know. I don't know that I use it in a very serious way, like, oh, you'll have to drag me there kicking and screaming. Like, I don't think that I really use it. I think I use it to show maybe a little sarcasm, a little bit of spunk and sass, and like, it's kind of fun.
Our favorite word, spunk and sass.
Spunk and sass.
That's so good. Has anyone had to drag you kicking and screaming, had to encourage you to do something lately? Anything?
I guess, things have been so different with the pandemic, but I guess this isn't the same thing necessarily, but it's just about, like, you know, starting to do more things and to, like, I'm almost dragging myself kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, to, like, get more comfortable with doing certain things and just, being more out in the open and, like, getting that back into society.
Yeah. What is an example, Michelle, nowadays of like a risk that you're taking now that you weren't taking in January in terms of life with the pandemic?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, some things with my son, because I get very worried about him because, you know, he can't get vaccinated. So just like putting a mask on him and saying like, okay, we are going to the playground. We are going to take, like, we took a ferry the other day. Yeah. We also, we actually went, I mean, it was all outdoors, but It was, we went on some carnival rides with him at the beach and like, you know, it's outside, things that they say are okay, wears a mask, things like that. So these are things that in the past you would have had to drag me there kicking and screaming. So, but it helps me to do like more. And then I start to feel more comfortable and say like, okay, I'm taking the proper precautions and, you know, knock on wood, it's okay. I mean, what about you, totally. Lindsay?
I think so. We've all lived in this pandemic a little bit differently. You know what I mean? I've always kind of been going into grocery stores with a mask, of course, and social distancing. I've been going into shops a little bit, not small shops. I avoid the small shops.
Yeah.
But lately, this is funny. We joined a kickball league. I kind of went into that kicking and screaming a little bit just because I don't know the rules. And what if I miss? Just a little bit of typical apprehension, right?
Yeah. It's funny that you use that expression to kicking and screaming about kickball.
Oh my God, that's so good. It's all coming together, Michelle.
Exactly.
So,
Well, that's good that you're trying it.
Yeah, it's good. I got to get out, got to meet people in Denver, got to do it. But, you know, anything that kind of sometimes, like, what if I run to the wrong base or something? I don't know. There are little things that I worry about sometimes looking silly. So that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you think this expression is ever too dramatic or, I mean, should we ever not use it?
I guess, you know, it's not very serious. So if there's a very serious situation that deserves a lot of respect, I guess I might avoid it. It's kind of lighthearted, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is lighthearted. It's like interesting because it's direct. Like it sounds so serious, but like, and it sounds like so direct, but it is kind of lighthearted to just be able to express something that you don't want to do or you didn't want to do. So interesting. But yeah, I wouldn't say like, oh, like you'd have to, I don't, oh my gosh, I was going to think of something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of when it really wouldn't be appropriate. Like, if you're talking, I mean, if you're if it's offensive to say that you're not going to go to something, like if if my nephew asks me like, oh, will you come to my concert? And I say, you have to drag me there kicking and screaming. Like that wouldn't be very nice.
Right. Of course. Of course. If it's a formal invitation and you're, you know, showing don't. So just be careful. When you're, but I think, you know, 90% of situations are great for this. It's fun. We got to be lighthearted and have fun. Show our preferences. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly. So this is super good. So guys, this is a really good expression that you can use in your, you know, conversations. And it's very fluent, sounds, you know, very, very fun and lighthearted. So guys, remember, go on over to allearsenglish.com/fluencyscore. Take our super short quiz, get your baseline, where are you right now, and then get resources for your level.
Good. I love it. And guys, remember, write this expression down, write it in your notebook, or if you are in the app, you would be able to see it right in your personal power list to save it right there. But come back and review it every couple of weeks and remember it. Think about situations where you could use it. Right, Michelle?
Okay. Awesome. Yes, exactly. This is a good one. This has been a lot of fun, Lindsay. And yeah, I hope you have a great day.
All right. Take care. Talk All soon. Right,
bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.